Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Will Stevenson.
Good morning. It's 8:15 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. It's the second hour of Galesburg Live on this Saturday morning, April 27th. I'm Will Stevenson, taking my turn once a month hosting this program. I'm glad to be here this morning. You can hear both of our conversations, by the way, after 9 o'clock. We'll post them on WGIL.com. Our interview with Alderman Jeremy Carlin will be there, as will the conversations we have in this next hour. And if you did not hear, we didn't have enough time to finish on the air my conversation with Alderman Carlin. We'll play a few more minutes that will be new to you, if you will, Monday night at 5 on Galesburg's Evening News here on WGIL, which, if you're not familiar, is my normal program, so I appreciate your support there. And I know, speaking of appreciating your support, the Warren County United Way certainly does, and that's what we're going to be talking about this morning, including a brand spanking new initiative that they're going to be starting pretty much as of, well, today, really. So I'm pleased to talk about that with, among others, Jeannie Weber, the executive director of the Warren County United Way, and she has some guests with her we'll introduce momentarily. But good morning, Jeannie. Welcome.
Good morning, Will. How are you?
I am very well. How are things at the Warren County United Way these
days?
Well,
they're hopping as usual.
Yeah.
We just opened up our allocations grant last week, so we are looking forward to having as many nonprofits that serve Warren County United Way as possible come in and apply for grants for next year.
Is that kind of like what I think of with the United Way of Knox County here, that allocation process kind of being almost like a job interview of sorts, isn't it?
Well, it is like a job interview. I refer to it as going to the principal's office and talking to somebody. But over the last couple of years, you have to sit down and wait and talk about the same thing you did last year. We tried to simplify it a little bit a couple of years ago. Some of the agencies that we've been funding for a very long time no longer have to come into the principal's office unless we have a concern, and we do not have concerns about our agencies. We're very proud and happy to be partnering with them every year, and we do as much as we can to help them.
I won't necessarily ask you about dollar amounts or anything like that, but are you able to find that you're able to give the agencies, the partner agencies, close to, if not all, of what they ask for every year?
We try to do that. It really is based on need, but for the most part, they get almost what they're asking for, yes. And we do it in a way that it gives me incentive to raise the money. So we hear from them first, find out what they need, and then it's my job to go out and make sure that we have the funds for that.
Is that similar or different to how other United Ways operate?
A lot of United Ways do it differently.
Okay.
I can't speak now to Galesburg, but I know in the past that it's kind of been the other way around. I don't know if Lon's changed that up or not, so I can't really speak to it, but I know that.
I just had her here a month or so ago. I should have asked her.
You should have asked her. Yeah.
But I imagine, though, it's both gratifying at times, and I imagine a difficult process too, when it comes down mm-hmm. to both raising the funds and then distributing them out, isn't it?
We're very lucky with the fact that we have an endowment that covers all of our administrative costs. And in addition to that, we have extra interest income that comes from that every year, so we can add a little bit to what we do to support our agencies. It is always difficult, but I would say that for the most part, this process just reinforces the fact that we're doing absolutely what we're supposed to be doing.
When you go to the business community and the employers and ask for those funds, I imagine how can you say no, right?
I shouldn't say this on the air in front of everybody, but it's actually really easy in our community.
Yeah,
yes.
That's wonderful.
We have an amazing community, very supportive. They understand what we're doing and why we're doing it. Whenever we ask for extra help on top of the campaign, we always get it. And I really can't say enough about it. I've been here now for 4 years, and as compared to some of the processes that I witnessed in the past, I think it's just amazing what we're able to do. We've exceeded our goal every year, that we've had our campaign.
That is wonderful, and that's, you should be applauded for that, for sure. When we're talking about funding agencies and things like that, for folks who may not know, give me an idea of some of what the Warren County United Way is able to help fund.
Well, our three focuses are education, health, and financial success. So any agency that is doing anything that is surrounding that. We do provide funding to Jameson Center. I don't want to miss anybody, so if I've missed you guys, don't be mad at me. Jameson Center, Warren Achievement Center, the Health Department, the YMCA. We provide funding for the arts at Buchanan Center for the Arts. We provide funding for the developmentally disabled. We have several senior programs that we provide funding for. We do, they're not involved in the campaign, but we have provided funding for Special Olympics with our separate grant opportunity that we have every year.
That's great.
And so there's many. There's also a lot of preschool programs that we provide funding for. That's so important.
That financial stability piece you were just talking about, that's, while they're all very important causes and very important issues, it seems that, I guess when we talk in times of the economy being not so great, that seems to be so important to be able to try and help in.
Well, we were part of an economic kind of summit last week talking about this with a number of different people. And, you know, I think that we forget that, I don't know if you know about Maslow's pyramid where, you know, is this psychology thing?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. But okay. I mean, the bottom line is, you know, you really can't do anything else unless you have your basic needs met. And in Warren County and in Henderson County, even Knox County, that's something that we are working on addressing every day.
That's wonderful. We'll talk more about that. I joke that if you're asking me about a pyramid, the only one I really know is the $25,000 pyramid. But that's another another day. Yeah, no, that's... I would love to describe to you what I just saw, but let's just move on and say I've got to take a break right now.
Okay.
We're talking with Jeannie Weber, Executive Director of the Warren County United Way. Speaking of education, that's, I think, a key component of a new initiative that's starting up. So we will talk about that when we come back. It is 8:22. You're listening to Galesburg Live on this Saturday morning at WGIL. Good morning.
The Mueller Report is recycled news stories.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
It's 8:25 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. We're continuing with our second hour of Galesburg Live. I'm Will Stevenson. So glad you're with us this morning. We are talking with Jeannie Weber, Executive Director of the Warren County United Way. And I wanted to spend a few minutes there at the beginning talking about the agency in general, we have gathered here today to talk about something very, very cool that is starting up pretty much right about now, Jeannie, and it has to do with reading.
Yes, it does. It has to do with a lot more than reading, but that's the basic. We are launching today a virtual race site for Julie's Little Libraries and Julie McVeigh Reading Day. There's a big background on that, so I'm going to try not to pull a Jeremy Carlin and talk too much about this, but...
I think you just hurt Jeremy's feelings.
No, I would never do that.
That's all right.
Never do that. We had a board member who passed away almost a year ago, and we wanted to do something that really honored her memory, and she was a teacher in Warren County and very focused on literacy, and we decided to install little libraries, and about, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago, I got a call from my board president who said, hey, a couple of Julie's classmates want to do something in her memory. They want to do a fundraiser in the summer, and can you get together with them? And long story short, it's turned into a very big project, a very big program that we're able to offer to Warren and Henderson County.
That's wonderful. I want to speak specifically about the reading day in a minute, but the idea the idea of the little libraries that you brought up.
They're the cutest, aren't they?
There have been a number of them that I think either the one of the service organizations here have put up around
Galesburg. I think it's Rotary.
Here. Yeah, Rotary Club. Mm-hmm. Those are so neat.
Yeah.
It's such an it's one of those things where I don't know why we didn't think about these sorts of things sooner.
I know. It's usually the simplest things that are making the most impact. And that's something that we really, really talked about doing when Julie was still alive. And it was kind of on the strategic plan for down the road. And when we decided we wanted to memorialize her, we decided to do the little libraries, and we're going to be installing 25 of them in Warren County, where it's a cooperative effort. We're doing things a little bit differently. I love your waste baskets here, I just have to say.
Thank
so
you.
I called Christine at the Buchanan Center and said, can you help us with painting each library individually for businesses or individuals who want to sponsor them? And so we're doing that.
We're talking about the waste cans that are around downtown Galesburg that I believe some members of the art community here painted that you can see all around. But I love that that's kind of started out as sort of a small idea that mm-hmm. I imagine is probably getting bigger, maybe quicker than you would have anticipated, but it's addressing an important need.
It definitely is. There's always going to be a need for children to have books, and whether or not they're getting them at home, we know that teachers are sprung out and can only do so much every day, and there's adults that want to read books too. So we're going to be providing books to ages 0 to 100.
That's wonderful.
Or 105, maybe. Who knows?
Whoever the oldest first resident of Warren County is.
We're we're working with West Central Leadership to provide books that are in different languages. I'm hoping that they can find them in English and the other language that's spoken, because we have a lot of English language learners in the community. So, yeah.
In terms of the libraries themselves, have you picked out locations where they're going to be, or is that something that's coming up as you get these this going?
We've actually got half of the locations set, and there are individual businesses that want to have the libraries there. We're hoping that we can get a couple in rural areas that we don't necessarily serve on. We don't have an agency that's there, but we serve the residents that are there, so mm-hmm. we want them to be able to have something. The Monmouth College Education Department is going to be responsible for doing the inventory on the books to make sure that we have the books there, looking to see which books are being taken, so we can have kind of an idea of what everybody's liking, what everybody wants to read.
So is the college looking for donations of books or things like that, or how will that work?
Well, West Central Leadership is in charge. West Central Leadership and Warren County Library are in charge of getting the books. And there's going to be a form that's going to be going on the website next week that kind of identifies what kind of books we want.
Wonderful. So we'll look for that in the coming days, and we'll link to your website as we post this interview later this morning on WGIL.com. There are two other people sitting next to you that I swear I will bring into this conversation after we take another break here. We should have a lot of time here in our next segment to talk about the Julie McVeigh Reading Day and two people that are helping Jeannie and the Warren County United Way make that happen. We're talking at this moment with Jeannie Weber, Executive Director of the Warren County United Way. We'll break for news and weather. Nick has news headlines, and then we'll come back and talk more about the great things happening in Warren County with the upcoming Julie McVeigh Reading Day. That's up after this check of news on WGIL. Good morning.
Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Will Stevenson.
It's 8:35 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. This is Galesburg Live. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm Will Stevenson, host of Galesburg's Evening News, the show I do normally, weeknights from 5 to 6 p.m. I appreciate you listening, and thank you in advance for that, but I thank you for listening this morning as well, because we're kind of talking about reading now with the Warren County United Way and Executive Director Jeannie Weber, and we have been talking about some ways that a longtime member of the Warren County area community is being honored through reading, and an event is coming up that actually, in a way, starts today, sort of, called the Julie McVeigh Reading Day. Jeannie, you talked a little bit about a virtual race, which really is kind of more my speed now that I'm thinking about it.
But yeah. Well, you still have to put the work in.
Do I have to run, though?
You don't have to run.
Well,
you can walk.
That's perfect, then.
You can vacuum. You can ride your bike. You can bowl. You can do whatever you want to do.
Wonderful.
Yeah. We just want to, you know, have someone focus on doing something healthy and active and putting 7 miles in the next 3 months. And if that's not doable, I don't know what is.
Well, you know, I don't vacuum that much, but I guess I'll vacuum a little more if that means I can get 7 miles in.
Yeah, I know.
You've brought two people with you that are helping this happen. I want you to introduce them and talk about their role in this.
There are two people that have become really good friends of mine. Kendra Preston, who is an author, and she has written a children's book that all of the proceeds are going to be going to Julie McVeigh Reading Day.
Welcome,
and we can
Kendra.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming
and
in.
And Evie Lapica, who is from Chicago, and she is she's on the alumni board for Monmouth College, and please tell me your title.
I work for Foundation in Chicago.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And like I said, they've become really good friends, and they were introduced by my board president, Steve Boobin.
Welcome, Evie, too. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
You both are former classmates of Julie McVeigh. Kendra, I'll start with you first. We talked a little bit about her in the earlier segment, but talk about who Julie was to you and how important of a person she was to you.
I think for anybody who knew Julie, they understand just what an exceptional person she was. She was, I guess I refer to people as two different types of people, where it's, you know, you have the cup half full, you have the cup half empty. But I think she was that special person where her cup just ran over. Like, she had so much joy for life and she had so much love for other people that she gave and gave and gave. And she was just always that support system for people and just a really amazing presence as in terms of a friend, a daughter, a mother, a teacher. So I was just incredibly blessed to call her a friend.
Evie, would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Julie just had a way of bringing out the best in people. She always gave everybody the benefit of a doubt and never really dwelled on the negative. She really made you be the best version of yourself by being around her. And that's what I remember most about her. She just was an amazing human who really cared so much about the Monmouth community and the area in general.
I'm not going to lie in that I think if Jeannie knows one thing about me, it's that I'm pretty much a card-carrying cynic about a lot of things. But I think that's just kind of the nature of what I've done over the years. But that it sounds to me like that you're telling me that Julie McVeigh was the type of person that if you can't be that type of a person yourself, you should have that type of a person in your community.
Absolutely. Yeah. Isn't that funny how we all said that at the same time?
Hey,
you know, Julie, and I think I'd like to think that she, I know that several times as board president when I was having a day that was somewhat difficult, that she would somehow, you know, put that silver lining in it. And, you know, I think that when you're walking your talk all the time, that you're doing really well. She was never afraid to do that.
We talked a little bit about it earlier, but for folks maybe just joining us, how is it that this reading day and these little libraries we talked about, how did that get to be connected to Julie?
Well, Julie was instrumental in helping me get Imagination Library approved through my board of directors. The board of directors was very supportive of it, but didn't really, you know, there's always a lot of questions involved when you're putting together a new program.
The Imagination Library is, for those who don't know?
Yes, the Imagination Library provides a free book to any child 0 to 5. All they have to do is register. It comes to them in the mailbox. It's an age-appropriate book, and it's with Dolly Parton Foundation.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So the reading day has come out of that in what way? Talk a little bit more about
Well,
that.
As a teacher, Julie was working a lot with reading, and she taught second grade and knew how important it was for kids to be able to read to their grade level by the time they're in third grade. That's something that we talk about a lot, because by the time you're in third grade, all of your habits are set, all of all of the things that you're going to be doing in the future are already there. She was truly dedicated as a teacher. She was dedicated as a board member. And the little libraries were something that we just began talking about right before she passed away. So when the board of directors asked me to come up with something to memorialize her, they basically just gave me the green light to do whatever I felt was appropriate, and this was a no-brainer.
This sounds like a really cool thing and a really cool way to kind of have the intersections of reading and physical activity mm-hmm. meet, really.
Well, not only that, I mean, it also incorporates community involvement. We've got several organizations that are involved in this, and it includes friendships. I mean, we have not only met people that Julie were friends with, but gotten friendships from that. And so it covers everything.
That's wonderful.
Everything good about life.
I think so. I think yeah. I totally agree with that. So the virtual race for Julie McVeigh Reading Day starts today.
Yes. You don't have to have any moon boots. You don't have to wear a helmet. Well, I know it sounds really scary. But
it doesn't hurt, really.
You don't have to do anything like that. But a virtual race is a little bit different. The initial conversation was about having a race like we always do. You know, we like Run Galesburg Run is a yeah. big event. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of work, and I volunteer for that event, and I know how much work it takes. So because the United Way office is 1.5 people, I thought that maybe a virtual race might be a little bit better.
There you go.
The stars were aligned. We got some information, and this is really going to be nice. So basically, if you have an iPhone, if you have an Android, if you have a Fitbit, if you have an Apple Watch, even if you have a piece of paper and a pen, you can keep track of how many miles you're going to make and acquire donations.
And the goal is to raise money for these libraries.
Yes, we're going to be raising money for the libraries, and the other part of it is going to be going to a college fund for Julie's daughter, Lucy.
Who is 2 years old.
Yes.
So there's obviously there's a lot of time to raise a lot of money
yes.
to send Lucy to school,
yes.
and that's wonderful.
And 27 is a significant number. It's the day that Julie passed away, July 27th.
Okay.
So if you see all the numbers with 27, that's kind of what we're doing. We're remembering the day that kind of changed a lot of lives.
We should say, and if you said this and it just went right out of my head, I apologize, but your goal for raising money for this year is $27,000.
Yes, yes. The libraries alone are about $15,000.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. Let's, I need to take another break. I would normally take it later, but I'm going to do so now so that we can talk more to Kendra and Evie about their involvement in this and get into that end of it and talk about how you can register and get involved in the virtual race starting today for Julie McVeigh Reading Day. Jeannie Weber is Executive Director of the Warren County United Way, and Kendra Preston and Evie LaPeca are longtime friends and former classmates of Julie McVeigh that are helping make this reading day happen. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll talk more about it next as Galesburg Live continues here on WGIL. It is 8:44. Good morning.
Delivered to your email inbox every morning. The WGIL Morning Brief with local news headlines, sports, and weather. And it's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
It's 8:48 at WGIL. This is our final segment of Galesburg Live for this Saturday morning. Thank you so much for joining us as always. I'm Will Stevenson. I'll be otherwise back with you Monday night at 5 for Galesburg's Evening News. And then 4 weeks from today, what we'll talk about then, I don't know. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But we're talking right now about the first ever Julie McVeigh Reading Day. I say first ever because I think I can say this in front of our guest this morning. There is no such thing as a first annual, and it really aggravates me when somebody calls something a first annual.
You know, I read that on Facebook last next week shortly after I said first annual, and I'm like, delete.
You caught yourself, and I did. Thank
no, you
for
you
that.
You caught me.
Well, I didn't catch you. I think I probably caught something else, but that's...
Yes.
Yeah, I may not get worked up about too many things, but calling something a first annual might be one of them. Jeannie Weber is executive director of the Warren County United Way, which is helping launch Julie McVeigh Reading Day. And two of Julie's classmates and friends are helping as well, Kendra Preston and Evie LaPeca. Kendra is an author and authored a children's book that will be a part of the official marking of the Julie McVeigh Reading Day in July. Kendra, tell me about this book and really, what is it like being an author? And I imagine you've done more children's books than this.
I do have a series of three. This will be the first one released anyway. The actual publication date will be May 28th, so coming up here really soon.
That's got to be a little nerve-wracking, right?
Yeah, a little bit, but it's always great to be a children's author just because the audience is very forgiving.
There you go. So this is going to be, as you said, the first in a series of books you'll be writing. It's called Savvy and Maddie's First Adventure. Tell me about this book.
Yes. The central themes to the book really have to do with anti-bullying and kindness and friendship, which are obviously just huge issues in the age group that I'm targeting with the book, which tends to be preschool to second grade. So it's basically a sweet little giraffe, and she is having a tough time at school and getting bullied. And then there's a spunky little monkey in the book, and they kind of come together and get to be fast friends and learn some tools to deal with the bullying and come up with some creative solutions.
That's, I think, as you mentioned right at the offset, an important story to tell. And I imagine we'll kind of teach an important lesson about why not to bully, right?
Absolutely. And I think it teaches kids, like I said, some tools that they can use when they're experiencing that, because I think when you're that age, it's hard to know, how to deal with those big emotions and how to deal with those situations in a way that can be a little more constructive.
That's fantastic. And again, you're self-publishing the book, and it comes out in mid-May, you say?
Yes.
How can folks get the book?
It will be available through Amazon.com. That's kind of the big one that I direct everyone towards. And then it will also be available on my website, just called www.savvyandmaddie.com. And there will be options for hardcover, paperback, and then also an ebook version in case teachers want to use it in the classroom or library or that sort of thing.
I recall, maybe about a year or so ago on this program, I interviewed a different children's book author in the area. So I'll ask you the same thing I asked her. What's the process like writing a children's book versus maybe other types of older literature, I guess we'll say?
Right. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot more work, I think, than what you would imagine.
Yeah.
Even last night talking to Evie about it, I think you don't realize all of the moving parts that go into it, especially when you're self-publishing. But it's just been such a joy and such a wonderful process. And again, to honor such a life well-lived for Julie. So I feel completely thrilled to be a part of the whole thing.
I imagine you couldn't say no when the idea of this reading day came up in terms of helping
out with that. Absolutely. Jeannie is very convincing anyway, but...
Well, yeah, that's a true statement.
But yes, absolutely. I mean, there was no question.
Evie, to you now, I imagine it was much the same thing for you, that you couldn't say no either, could you?
Absolutely. So Jeannie and I connected by way of Steve Boobin, who is a connection back to the Warren County Board for the United Way. And it all really came together very serendipitously. And so we all talk about that to this day. My experience is in fundraising, and so crowdfunding and virtual race opportunities for donations is something that I've experienced. And so it was a way that I could give back to the cause and to a dear friend that meant a lot to me in my life. And so Jeannie and I have worked together on the fundraising component to the reading day, which has been a thrill. It's been great to get to know her and learn from her through the process.
So Jeannie, how will it work, this virtual race starting today leading up to the July 27th Julie McVeigh Reading Day? How can folks get involved in that?
We've already been promoting some things on Facebook, running some Facebook ads. It's also there's also a link that's on our website, and it's a new website. So may I please give you the website address?
Please give us the website.
Okay. It's wcunitedway.org, and it is open and up for business. There is a whole page about this event. And as you said, the website part of this, the virtual site part of this, is open today. So basically what you do is follow the link and register like you would for any other race. It's going to ask you, you know, the basics, your name, address, T-shirt size. Registration fee is $27. We're going to be encouraging folks to put together teams. We've got some school teachers who are going to have competitions amongst each other to raise money for the libraries and for Julie's daughter. And it's just going to be a lot of fun.
So I'm in radio, so I'm not very good at math, but if I'm doing this correctly mm-hmm. in my head, if the registration fee is $27 mm-hmm. and the goal is $27,000, all you need is 1,000 people at least to register and take part in this.
Well, we need 1,000 people, or we need less than that who are more generous. There, you don't necessarily have to participate in the race to make a donation.
I can't get any math if it's under 2,700 people or whatever.
Well, it was kind of funny because I was trying to answer that question to myself the other day by myself, and it was kind of a scary situation. I'm glad nobody witnessed. Anyway,
the fundraising aspect of this, Evie, this is, as you said, this is kind of what you do. Is are in terms of fundraising in general, are we kind of getting more into things like this in a broad scope? I say that, and not because I won't actually run in a 5K, but it seems like there are a lot of fundraisers that are based like that, and it almost seems at times that things like that, not that they're not worthy events or causes, but they almost seem overdone in some ways.
Well, there's a lot of causes out there, and people are very generous with their dollars.
Yeah.
And for us specifically, when we looked at opportunities to be able to host something like this, we wanted to be able to give those who are out of town an opportunity to participate as well. And so crowdfunding really is the next it thing in fundraising. Why we chose to use this platform is because it helps us drive the success of the campaign socially. And so we're really hoping that friends and family of Julie and those who knew and loved Julie will participate by sharing, donating, and spreading the word about the initiative and joining us on the 27th, which is going to be a great thing. Julie was very much involved in the community, and yeah, we're looking forward to celebrating her life with those that she touched.
Kendra, let me move back to you for a moment before I run out of time.
Sure.
You will be signing copies of the book on the Julie McVeigh Reading Day in July. Is that right?
Absolutely, yes.
Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I would love anybody to come down and see me so that I can sign a copy for you. So I will also be doing a live read-aloud book reading for any of the kiddos who want to come in and hear me read the story. So I'm really looking forward to connecting again with some of the kiddos that Julie touched their lives and made a big impact on.
I've got less than a minute, but I wanted to mention there's a lesson toward the back of the book here that I think folks may want to think about even before they read the book. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So basically, it's just that one simple act of kindness can really influence somebody's day, somebody's life, and really that's what Julie was all about, just simple acts of kindness, living that out. And that's kind of our hit home, where that's what we want people to take from that and, you know, really get that into their life and live like she did.
All right, Jeannie, 30 seconds here. One more time, the website and how folks can get involved with Julie McVeigh Reading Day.
WCUnitedWay.org. And we are looking forward to promoting this on our Facebook page as well, which is Warren County United Way. Please look for us to blast this a lot in the next couple of months.
We'll be talking to you about it more for sure.
Yes.
Jeannie Weber, Executive Director of the Warren County United Way. Kendra Preston and Evie LaPecca, friends of Julie McVeigh. Thanks so much for coming in. Thanks for all you're doing with this.
Thank you, Will.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And thanks for all the United Way does in the area and the community as well. Thanks so much for listening. It's 8:59. We're flat out of time on Galesburg Live. I do appreciate listening. Today's homeowner is next following this check of news on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Have a terrific weekend. Watch public television tonight, WTVP, for their annual auction. You might see a face you know at some point. Trust me. Otherwise, have a terrific weekend, and I'll see you Monday night.